From the Sky News Centre at 11, two adults and a teenager have died following a car crash on the M5 in South Gloucestershire. A second child's been seriously hurt after a white BMW left the northbound carriageway near to Michaelwood services last night. The motorway remains shut in both directions between junctions 13 and 14. Donald Trump's announced America will double its current tariff rate on steel imports from 25% to 50% from Wednesday. Speaking at a rally in Pittsburgh, the US president said it would help boost the local steel industry while reducing reliance on China.
For generations, the name United States Steel was synonymous with greatness, and now it will again be synonymous with greatness. That's what it's going to be.
The move threatens to further increase steel prices. A UK government source says Britain will be exempt after signing a trade agreement with Washington. The search has restarted for a girl who'd gone missing in the River Thames in Kent. Rescue efforts in Gravesend were called off last night after emergency services went there yesterday afternoon. The Defence Secretary says Britain will meet its target to spend 3% of GDP on defence by 2034, is despite ministers saying public finances had to improve first. A ban on the sale and supply of disposable vapes comes into force tomorrow. The government hopes it will curb littering and reduce youth vaping. More legislation is expected later this year. Professor David Strain from the British Medical Association hopes it will make a big difference.
That is going to bring some welcome further reforms in order to hopefully generate a smoke-free generation and make it more difficult and less attractive for children and young people to take up this highly addictive habit.
And it's been revealed the late Queen received a cobble from the original set of Coronation Street. Buckingham Palace have released records of official gifts between 2020 and 2023. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Your community, your station. Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex. On FM and online. Gateway 97.8. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Everybody dance all night. Put your hands in the air if it feels fine. Cause the DJ's doing it just right. Wanna keep on going till the morning light.
Everybody Dance, Barb by Barbara Tucker. And it's now time for the Radio Club Takeover.
Woo!
That was very bad, guys. Try that again.
Well, there's
there is
not...
literally no...
That is true. That is true, yeah. But anyways, we have got lots of great features on the show today. We've got Game On with Shane. We've got Evie talking about films. We've obviously got Xanthus Quiz, Sports with Me. And then we're talking about the trip we did on Thursday at Bletchley Park. But now it's time for Cold Water by Major Lazer featuring Justin Bieber and Mo.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go.
Cold Water, Major Lazer featuring Justin Bieber and Maya. But now it's time for...
Level up your radio experience with Game On, your ultimate gaming fix, news, reviews and epic battles only on Gateway 97.8 Radio Club. Game On, are you ready?
Over to you, Shane.
Thank you, Bailey. Game On gamers, big news from the Land of Mushrooms, Master Swords and Mario Kart Mayhem. Nintendo Switch 2 is finally on the horizon and the launch lineup has officially been revealed. So whether you're a day one buyer or just here for the memes, let's break it all down. Nintendo Switch will be swinging its way on to stores on June 5th, bringing with it a robust lineup of games that cater to a wide range of players. From first-party exclusives to enhanced editions and third-party titles, here's a comprehensive look at what's available from day one. So the first-party exclusive Nintendo's A-Team is in the building. We've got Mario Kart World. It's not just another kart game. This open-world Mario Kart, people think Forza Horizon meets Moo Moo Meadows. Up to 24-player Grand Prix races, elimination modes, and yes... Waluigi is still here in all his purple chaos. Of course, we've got the Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour. It's a paid tech demo, basically Nintendo's way of saying, here's what this bad boy can do. It's got minigames, touch features, motion controls, and more. Like Wii Sports, but with better graphics and 80% more Joy-Con waggling. We've got enhanced Switch 2 editions now with 100% more sparkle with Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. You haven't really seen Hyrule until you've seen it in native 4K and with no frame drops. Link's hair blows in the wind like it's auditioning for a shampoo ad, and your Korok pain still fully intact. Of course, we've got Super Mario Party Jamboree and Jamboree TV, new minigames, expanded boards, and a new feature called Jamboree TV. Basically, Mario-themed chaos for your living room. Think of it as a Mario Party on energy drinks. Kirby's back, puffier than ever in Kirby and the Forgotten Land and Star-Crossed World, with new powers and a side story that might just make you cry. And yes, a pink marshmallow blob can make you feel things, so don't say that I'm wrong. Of course, we've got third-party power, big names, big surprises. Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition has been fixed. It's beautiful. It runs on handheld. Of course, this version is going to be so smooth, it might actually erase your memory of that glitchy 2020 launch. Of course, we've also got Sonic X Shadow Generation, Sonic and Shadow in a remastered adventure. Of course, it's like Spider-Verse, but with hedgehogs and more attitude. Of course, if you're a Street Fighter fan, you've got Street Fighter 6, which you can now do a perfect Hadouken while on a train. What a time to be alive on gaming. We've got Bravely Default Flying Fairy HD. The cult classic JRPG is back and prettier than ever. If you like turn-based combat and naming your heroes something ridiculous, then this is your moment. Split Fiction is a narrative-driven adventure about choices, timelines, and probably crying. It's giving Life is Strange meets Inception, so bring some tissues, you emotional gamers. Hades 2, because dying over and over again in the underworld has never felt so fun. Now on Switch 2, we've even more stylish dodging and sibling rivalry. Of course, coming soon in the post-launch fireworks on Nintendo Switch 2, you've got Donkey Kong Bonanza. Arriving July 17th, 2025, Donkey Kong's back, and this time he's got new moves, new islands, and probably still hates bananas that aren't ripe enough, which I don't blame him. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond coming late 2025. Samus Aran returns, it's been forever, but the wait might finally be over. Expect lasers, silence, and lore dumps bigger than your backlog. Of course, if you're a Pokemon fan, Pokemon Legends Z to A, October 16th, 2025. Back to Lumio City for a futuristic Pokemon adventure with open world gameplay, new forms, and hopefully no more Bidoof blocking your path. And finally, you've got Drag X Drive in summer of this year. Part sports sim, part motion control chaos. Think Rocket League meets Just Dance, but somehow it works. Oh, and yes, it does use the Joy-Con 2's mouse mode. Mouse mode on a Joy-Con. Nintendo, pretty much genius. So, whether you're here for the nostalgia, the tech, or just to chase Blue Shell Revenge in 4K, Nintendo Switch 2 is shaping up to be a powerhouse launch. You've got blockbusters, remasters, party games, and indie darlings all lined up and ready to play. And this is just wave one, so pre-order those console bundles, start training for Mario Kart Elimination Mode, and stock up on Joy-Con chargers, because Switch 2 season is upon us. Game on, everyone. Back to you, Bailey.
Thank you, Shane.
Hi, Evie.
Hello.
Yeah, she's just suddenly back. Came back into it. Yeah, she's back. Yeah, she just moved back into the studio.
Pro tip, go backwards. It's easier.
Are you excited for Switch 2?
Who?
There's Nintendo Switch 2.
Really?
Yes.
Like, wait, like the actual console?
Yes.
Because they done a light version, didn't they?
Yes.
And then what's the difference?
So it's pretty much just better graphics, better everything.
Ah.
And it's bigger.
Snazzy.
Anyways, I'll tell you this. I've just seen the next song, and this is one of my favourites from the Toy Story movie. It's You've Got a Friend by McFly.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping, nothing, oh nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. I'll come.
friend. Turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow. Keep your head together, call my name out loud, yeah. Soon I'll be knocking.
Got a Friend by McFly, and I can't believe I thought this was the one from Toy Story. But anyways, let's go over to Evie, where you're talking about films.
Okay.
Right. That's interesting.
Right, I've got to get prepared. It's been a while, okay? let me just fold the paper. Hold on.
Fold the paper.
Hold up.
Folding the paper.
It's quite long, you know.
As you were
okay,
saying.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Evie, and today I'm going to talk about films that I can't believe are actually very old. So, first up is Shrek. If you can believe, this film came out in 2021.
Don't get.
It's about an ogre called Shrek who lives by himself in a swamp. Before his solitude is interrupted by a bunch of fairy tale characters.
Evie cannot read.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. Like the gingerbread man and the big bad wolf. What was the gasp for? Oh.
No, sorry, I got it in three.
Okay, Shane's playing Wordle. Don't mind.
Sorry.
I'm
getting to a bit.
They say that they have been banished by Lord Farquaad and can't get back home. In order to get Shrek's home back, he makes a deal with Lord Farquaad, which states that if he rescues a princess called Fiona, he can get his home back. But does it all go to plan? If you haven't watched it, you're mad. Go watch it now. I'm like telling you, do it.
It's amazing.
It's a demand. But I mean, if you haven't, go. Just do it. Yeah. The next film, Monsters, Inc., was actually made in the same year. So, Monsters, Inc. is a large-scale factory that Monsters work in. Their best employee is James P. Sullivan, who is accompanied by his assistant. Right, enough of the noises.
Zumpy,
okay?
What are you doing?
Doing the Monsters Inc.
That is not saying, the Monsters
Inc. That is not. No, is it? It's not.
I haven't watched it in a while, I've got to say.
That is actually.
Accompanied by his assistant, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
That is spelt so weirdly, oh my God. And whilst scaring one night, a young girl follows him back into the monster world. If it's discovered... Right.
You were saying...
Ignore them, guys. If it's discovered that Sully has a child... Well, not a child, like... It's with a child.
Yeah.
It could ruin life as they know it. In 2003, Finding Nemo was released. Marlo and his son Nemo live in the ocean. One day, whilst Nemo was out exploring on a school trip, he is caught by a diver. Marlin sets out with the help of a blue reef fish called Dory, who has short-term memory loss, to find his son. On their journey, they meet many dangers like sharks and jellyfish. Whilst Nemo plans his escape from where he has been captured, which happens to be a fish tank in a dentist's office with a really creepy little girl.
All right.
Toy Story was released in 1995. Woody, the cowboy doll belongs to a boy called Andy, and it's Andy's favorite toy until a new toy called Buzz Lightyear comes along and steals the spotlight. When Andy's family moves to a new house, the toys fall into the grasp of their neighbor Sid, who likes to destroy and repurpose toys. The toys must try and escape and reunite with Andy. Love Toy Story. There's so many of them.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, okay. In 1997, Hercules was released. It follows Hercules, who is the son of Zeus, before turning into a half-god, half-mortal by Hades. When he discovers his strength, his aim to get back to... Right, I'm sorry. Is that what it says?
His aim is to... Oh, this is printed terribly.
Yeah. But it's the printer's fault.
It's the printer's fault, not ours.
The printer. I forgot where
I'm at. Aim is to get back.
To get back to Mount Olympus by
defeating
a lot of obstacles.
This is really...
I'm really sorry. With the assistance of his Pegasus... I need to say penguin then. And
a bit better film. I'm going to have to
see this. He has to fight demons and monsters to get back to his rightful home. Finally, if you can believe that Frozen was released in 2013. Like, I feel like that came out, like, way after that. Frozen follows the story of two princesses, Anna and Elsa, who are born with magical ice powers and one of them is, the other one's not. But when Elsa puts their kingdom into eternal winter and flees to the mountains, Anna tries to find her with the help of Kristoff, the mountaineer, and his reindeer Sven. And a snowman called Olaf to reverse the winter and make amends with her sister. I also, if there's time, is there?
A little bit.
So I found some more while I was waiting. Where'd it go? Nope, that's the wrong thing. Right, okay, calm down. So, wait. Harry Potter, the first one. Wait, is the Prisoner of Azkaban the first one?
Well, let's find out.
Not the first one. Well, whatever that one was, came out in 2024. Philosopher's, well, I don't know when that came out. But the Prisoner of the mic just moved. The Prisoner of Azkaban came out in 2024. The Incredibles came out in 2024 as well. Nope, 2004.
The Philosopher's Stone is the one that came out first.
Just cry in a corner. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out in 2005, which I feel like...
Can I just fact check?
Go on then.
Philosopher's Stone was 2001 or 2004.
She said
Azkaban. No, I said 2001.
The Azkaban one. Is that the second one, I'm guessing? The Chronicles of Narnia, like one of my favourite films, came out in 2005. Happy Feet, another banger, 2006. And then the Night of the Museum, if you haven't watched that, you haven't lived, I'm not going to lie, 2006. Ratatouille, this one surprised me, 2007.
You're kidding me.
The animation is so good. The animation is so good. Then you got Wall-E, came out in 2008. Up,
I love Wall-E.
Up the old man and the balloons with the balloons.
I love how you just say the old man and the balloons.
That, is that not what it's about?
Yeah, that is 2009, true.
When I was born. Oh my god. Despicable Me, 2010. How to Train Your Dragon, 2010. Paddington, 2014. There's a lot, like, honestly, I'm so surprised about the animation. These films are so good that you wouldn't think that they came out so. Would it be early or late?
Oh, who knows?
So early.
Minions! Tonight we steal the moon!
Anyways. Yeah. Thank you, Evie. But now we're going to play Say Yes to Heaven by Lana Del Rey. Looking on the roads this morning in Billericay, on Meadow Rise, there's temporary traffic lights due to a burst water main between Green's Farm Lane and Kelvedon Road. On the A127 eastbound, there's slow-moving traffic between the Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road on the A129. On the A130 northbound, there's slow-moving traffic between Retterton Turnpike and the Fairlington Interchange, A1245 and the A127. On the A130 southbound, there's slow-moving traffic between Rettingdon Turnpike and the Fair... Have we already said that one?
Yes, you have.
Oh. Okay, and on Rayleigh, there's slow-moving traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. There's also in Hadley, slow-moving traffic on Rayleigh Road on the A129 northbound between London Road, the A13, and Dalles Heath Road. On Canvey Island, there's slow-moving traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way on the A130. Now, looking onto the trains. So, on the CTC trains, there are delays of up to 50 minutes due to a passenger being taken ill on a train. So, please check before you travel on journeycheck.com/C/C2C. And on the Greater Anglia, it looks like there are no delays and cancellations. So, that is it for your local travel update. The next travel update will be in an hour's time on Coffee and Tea with Abby.
Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there.
Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
Hit music!
All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAB, across Essex. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know. On by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Feeling Good by Mark Ling. And that was your local artist for this hour. And if you're a local artist and you want your song played on the radio, then all you've got to do is email us a high-quality MP3 copy of your song to unsignedatgateway978.com. That is unsignedatgateway978.com, or even pop up to the upper galleries of the Eastgate Centre and give it to one of our lovely team members. But now it's time for...
Team TV, absolutely superb.
People are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now.
Radio Club Sports Report.
Okay, so I'm going to get started. Right, so we've got the Buzzard United friendlies have been announced. So we have got Havenhill Rovers versus Buzzard United at 1 o'clock on Saturday the... Give me a second, let me find out the date. Saturday the 5th? Okay, so then on Tuesday the 8th of July, we have got Southend Manor. And then on Saturday the 12th, we've got Takeley. Then on the 19th, we have got Basildon Town, which will be a home game because Basildon Town play at our ground. But the next one I am not happy about. It's Bowers and Pitsy on Tuesday the 22nd of July. And as you know, Basildon United isn't the best fan of Bowers and Pitsy. But we still support them. We support them a lot. But now we are going to go on to who wants to go next. We're going to go on to Shane. So Shane, go on with the Premier League.
I mean, there's no Premier League, but I will go on to tennis because we've got French Open.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen that. So, I know. So GB, Great Britain, French Open for today. We have got Jack Draper going against Brazil's... And if I pronounce this completely wrong, I do apologise.
I hope you pronounce it.
Jack Draper and Jairo Fonseca from Brazil at 1:30. Right. For 3 o'clock, we've got Cameron Norrie versus Jacob Fernley. On the women's, we have got Coco Gauff and Marie Buzkova at 2:30. And then on our doubles, we have got Luke Johnson, Sander Rens versus David Pell and Jakub Poole. And then going downwards on my wonderful thing, we have got Lloyd Glasspole at 1 o'clock on the mixed doubles. 2:30, we've got Olivia Nichols and Henry Patton. And that is all for the French Open.
Zamfi.
I've seen about that. I keep seeing about like the clay pitch they play on.
Right.
I don't know what
they
it's called.
They play on a clay pitch.
Yeah. They play on clay instead of like...
Okay, I've got to search this up.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's called the French Open. Now, for... Let's move on to ice hockey. Right. Currently speaking, in the NHL, the Stanley Cup is going off. Now, if you don't know what the Stanley Cup is, perfectly fine.
Is it a cup named after someone called Stanley?
Oh, yeah, it is clay. Hey. Maybe. No. Basically, it's a 4-round best-of-7 series tournament held in after the NHL regular season to determine the league champion. So, the top 16 teams from the NHL regular season, 8 from each conference. So, there's the... I want to say the East and the West Conference. The East and the Western Conference. Qualified for the playoffs. And they'll both play against each other until they get to... The last two people playing. Now, this year, it has fallen to be the Oilers, who I forget where from. I'm very sorry. Any Oilers fans, if you're listening, where are they from? I know the other team they're playing is the Florida Panthers. So that will be Edmonton Oilers.
Where's that? In Edmonton, I'm guessing?
Oh, I'm probably, mate.
Wherever that is.
I believe it's in...
I'll search that up.
Oh no, I don't know. Canada.
Ah,
sorry,
that's actually
I found it
cool.
out. Canada. And then the Florida Panthers are playing against them. Now you can catch their first game on Thursday the 5th of July But you'll have to be quite a night owl to watch this one, because unfortunately for us in the UK, it does fall at 1 a.m. So if you're up at 1 a.m. and fancy watching some ice hockey, be my guest. There should be some interesting games. So yeah, back to Bailey.
Thank you, Xanthi.
Sorry, the mic in here is like really spinny and it keeps like falling.
Wow. Anyways, we are now going to play another song for you. It's Something Bad by LC.
How can I say what I want to say? Never learned how to really speak my mind. Let me get a word in. I guess my brain doesn't think I should try. This is difficult. Wanna be a pretty baby centerfold. I don't know, I sound delusional. But when we kissed, you gave an inch, I took a mile. And I see you while I sleep. Please don't hate me. If I bring this to the light, am I crazy? Stomach hurts. Grab my hand, I don't wanna let go. Sorry if my cheeks turn red. Blood is pumping, I stare at the floor. Count up to 10, I know I want it more. Touch me again and my skin burns. I don't like that, I like it though. This is difficult, let me be a little baby. Have it all, is it wrong? I sound delusional, but when you kiss me, envision something beautiful. And I see you.
Looking ahead, we are going to be talking about our trip to Bletchley Park.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Life isn't always easy at the moment. We can feel frustrated, miss loved ones, or get anxious. But there are simple things we can all do to look after our mental well-being at this time. Every Mind Matters will get you started with personalised tips and advice from the NHS. Whether it's dealing with stress, techniques to help you relax, or simple tips for better sleep, we'll help you find what's right for you. Search Every Mind Matters today.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders.
My name is Gino and I run a jewellery store number 17 in St Martin Square, which is quite near the recreation area, near the church, and I specialise in jewellery repairs and any sort of jewellery, replacing stones, retipping, sizing up, sizing down. We do rhodium plate, which is a whitening. All this work, it can be done while you wait, if required. On white gold ring, we stock a small selection of second-hand gold jewellery and a brand new silver selection as well. And also we do buy gold and we give a very good rates for scrap gold. Also we do key cutting and we have ongoing, which I think will help everybody. We stock a big selection of leather strap which they all, we repair any kind of clocks as long as they're battery clocks. We don't do any others than battery clocks. We are open from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, market days, which doesn't include Monday or Wednesday. And anybody would like to get in touch with me on 0777 590 7103, you know, you can ring me up anytime to check if I'm at work or if I'm not at work. Yeah, I will give you an idea how much your repair will cost. You know, this is jewelry repairs, so you know, I'm there for you to give me a ring.
Spotlight on Basildon Market. We meet the traders. Gateway 97.8 Community Action.
Hi, I'm Vicky Poulton, a befriending coordinator for the Castle Point Association of Voluntary Services, also known as CAVS Befriending Scheme. It's a service that provides those 18 and above with companionship in the Rochford and Castle Point area. For an hour a week, you could bring the world and that missing community feel back into someone's life. In the busy lives we lead, it's hard to imagine being alone until something happens to change our perspective. Since the start of the scheme, the volunteers have told me they benefit from the service just as much as the befriendees. If you feel you would like to volunteer, please call 01268 638 416. Likewise, if you would like to receive a service and you live in the Castle Point and Rochford area, please speak to your GP or again call 01268 638 416. You can email me on befriending@castlepointavs.org.uk. Thank you.
Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8 Community Action.
Local radio from the heart of the East Gates, Gateway 97.8.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Put your hands up, take it to the floor. You already gave me the green light, baby. Put your glass up, pour a little more.
S-U-A.
You already gave me the green light.
I was looking for the green light. Who's gonna take me home? Yeah, she might. The night's so young and I wanna have fun, so I'm gonna keep going till the party's done. You know I love women, but which one's gonna control me? Cause I wanna be your one and only. You know I love women, which one's gonna control me? Cause I wanna be your one and only. I follow the green cross code, then I cross the road. I follow the signs, then I follow my nose. Seek out my princess, speak on the phone. Eventually I'll treat with a stone. No regular seats, I get the throne out. His and her match, we're going all out. Your crown and my crown, we're gonna ball out. Take my time, I won't stall out.
Stop, take a look. Left and right, is it clear for me to go? Let me know, is it me that you've been waiting for? Put your hands up,
your hands
take,
up.
It to the floor.
Take it to the floor.
You already gave me the green light,
baby.
Me
the green light.
Put your glass up,
put your glass
pour
up.
A little more. You already gave me the green light.
I'm giving you the green light.
That time when I saw you, I thought, wow, so check out the skirt on that, not sure. Straight to the bar, tequila, lemon, soup. I give her the all clear, letting her know. Green light, letting her go. Clocked her from a mile away. Thought to myself, why not give it a go? I like what I see, facial lit up like a Christmas tree. It's amazing the way she glows, heaven knows what cloud she fell from. Skirt's a bit high above the knee, but I know that twinkle in her eyes for me. I said, just show me a signal. She flashed red, amber, green.
Stop. Take a look, left and right. Is it clear for me to go? Let me know, is it me that you've been waiting for? Put
your hands up,
take it to the floor.
To the floor.
You already gave me the green light.
Give
Green Light, Roll Deep. And now we are going to talk about... Zamfi, do you want to say?
Our trip to Bletchley Park. Now, I want to open this one off by saying... I want
to
open this one off by saying the most catastrophic thing that happened there, which would be Bailey buying lunch.
Yes.
Now, on Thursday, we took a trip to Bletchley Park, a few of us. I think it was me, Shane, Bailey... Logan, but Logan's not here with us right now. And then a few other people as well. Yeah. But we took a trip, and about, I want to say, quarter to 12-ish, we sat down to get some food.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Bailey, you got, and I'm not lying, you got he got two chicken goujons.
Yeah.
A handful of chips. And do you know what? I've just looked at the menu, and you could have got peas with it, but no. He said, don't want the peas.
I don't like peas.
Okay, but look, they came with a meal. And that meal itself, right, no drink, no nothing.
No, it does come with a drink. It does come with a drink.
You got an apple juice.
Yeah.
I got an apple juice,
with
right?
A pip, mm-hmm. Organic juice.
My apologies. Cost him £8.50.
£8.50.
And then after that, he got himself two goujons
and
like
is,
a handful of chips. And I don't want you complaining about the fact that the chips were didn't have salt or didn't have anything on, because you were too lazy to go get yourself some. No, they were in the cafe.
The thing is, the goujons inside, it was like hard chicken.
No, but that's just your own fault for buying them. They knew that you were they made a mug of you, mate. Then you go and buy a cake that cost £3.50.
45.
Close enough, I don't care. Right.
Was it decent sized cake?
It was actually, it was about that big.
It looked like a sliver, because the plate it came out on was like that.
Yeah.
So but you know, do you know what I mean? And then you got a drink for £2.50.
Yeah.
It was a Coke can. And you went back and bought another one. Now, Shane on the other hand, I want to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Shane on the other hand got a fruit scone.
Ew.
Don't know how you pronounce it. Scone, however you pronounce it.
Scone.
With jam and cream for £3.50. Now, I think Shane got a decent deal there, because it looked like a nice scone as well. But hey. But the Bletchley Park, it was a very good trip.
Yeah.
What did you had to get that out of my system, because it really annoyed me.
There's something else we can get out of our system.
What?
A certain someone that kept on sitting down every 5 minutes.
No,
go away.
He did. He kept sitting down. We were in a room full of what was it, like belongings of old people that lived there. Like they had teddy bears. They had like a teddy bear and this raincoat that belonged to this woman.
The first thing that comes out of Bailey's mouth
is, ooh, there's a chair.
A chair.
And then we walk, I'm not kidding, a meter into another room and there's another chair, and he goes, I'm going to sit down in this one as well. I went, you just sat down. You've just sat down, Bailey. But no, it was really good. It was really good.
Bailey had fun in the park with Ben.
Yeah, yes. I did. To be fair, that park
good time. We had a good time in the park. But also, I think my favourite part was they have a new exhibition about AI, and we were able to test that out. And there was a thing that you could use to replicate your voice on AI, and that was really cool.
And Logan,
mine worked. Yeah. Mine worked. Logan's student. So
did you enjoy it, Harry?
Yeah, it was cool.
Harry's in here. Harry thinks it was cool. Yeah.
Did you hear about how much I spent on food?
Yeah, I did as well.
£14.50.
Yeah, that was crazy, though.
That's why you bring a packed lunch, guys. Yeah, lock
anyway,
in!
Yeah, anyway.
Cheese roll.
We are going to play another song, but I would just like to say it is the end of the Radio Club.
Yay! Another radio.
But anyways, we're now going to play Don't Be Shy by... How do you say that, Harry?
Tiesto
featuring Carlo G.
Carol. La la la.
Change. I know that you like that. You know where my mind's at. Can't be tamed. I'm not gonna play. Oh no, I ain't like that. Damn, I'm a wildcat. Baby, break my heart. Give me all you got. Don't ask why. Don't be shy. Is it love or lust? I can't get enough. Don't ask why. Don't be shy. La 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 la. Break my heart.
Gateway weather, brought to you by Basildon Market.
Looking at your weather today, it's cloudy with a few spells of sunshine and coming through with highs of 26 and lows of 13. The pollen count is high and right now at the Onion Dome is 23 degrees.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.